everyone. Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. This is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And Ash Riot.
Kevin Stewart Swain.
And we're all three members of the Hologram Band, and we're super excited about our show today. We know that a lot of you have been emailing us and texting us and telling us that you, too, have been waiting for this show to tell us your top songs and how they've mattered to you and made a difference for you. Do you want to say something, Ash? All right. We're all quiet. We want to get started. I just wanted to let you know that when we were compiling these, it was super tough for us because we all love music so much that we can't really put five. So we've each kind of categorized what five we've created for tonight. And mine, Cheryl, my top five I've done is past and present. There are three songs on this list that have been huge for me in the last year. So I'm going to talk about those. Kevin's list is top five songs that make him really feel. Right, Kev?
That's correct.
And Ash's list is her top five songs that define certain moments in her life. And she's going to share these moments with us as we go through the songs. We want to say hello to our good friend and wonderful engineer, studio producer in California, Mr. Don Newsome. Hello, Don. He's going to be actually setting up all of our songs for us. And so before I ask him to start the top ones, I'm going to tell you what they are. Mine is One of Us by Joan Osborne. Kevin's is All by Myself by Eric Carmen. And Ash's is All Dark Places by me. And actually, the song was written by Kevin and I. So this is really cool. And so if you wouldn't mind just setting those songs up, and we're going to get started after we listen to each clip, and Ash will start us off.
There are places in my heart from the space where love was torn apart, and these places are waiting for you. Unhealed spaces in my heart from the place where faith and hope departed. Unhealed spaces are waiting for you.
God had a name, what would it be, and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question? And
our three favorites, starting with mine. I'm Ash Riot. Hello, everybody. My top probably favorite song of all time would be Cheryl Catherine Smith's All Dark Places. And the reason being is it is absolutely real. It is so honest, and there's nothing in that song that doesn't strike a nerve. And when I was going through just a big transition in my life of getting clean and sober, which is what that song's about, that was like my anthem. And I listened to it over and over and over and over all the time. And even if I was having like a bad moment and I was just like writing in a journal or something, I just had it on repeat, and it really kept me going. And so, I mean, it's crazy to be in a band with her and, you know, just be able to tell her that. It's not like I'm just, you know, going to write some awesome artist halfway across the world I'll never get a chance to meet to tell them that. But it means a lot to me also because of who she is to me. So All Dark Places, you definitely have to listen to the whole song. Go check it out on iTunes. Go buy it on iTunes even, and see for yourself. Like, anybody who's ever kind of felt that way, that, you know, you're actually leaving your shell and, you know, you're going on to way bigger and better things, is
probably going to really like that song. So thank you, Cheryl Catherine Smith, for your lyrics and for changing my life with that song.
Wow. When Ash told me that she was going to put that song as her number one, I didn't quite know how to respond. And I also wanted to say that, yes, I did write the lyrics, but Kevin and I wrote the music together. And Kevin made it happen, and he made it a reality. And it was the beginning of actually Kevin and I working together, that song. It was the very first song we actually did together. We sat on a bed, and I said, I have a song. And I sang it for him, and he brought the guitar out and started to play it. So it's really cool that you brought that up, and it is my anthem song. It was my gift to myself and also to any who understand the depth of despair in addiction and how hopeless it feels when you're in it. And when you're coming out of it, it's pretty scary, but it's awesome to know that there is a crack of light on a web new spun, that we can actually recreate our lives, we can recreate our experiences, and all is not lost, especially all those things that we think we really messed up, and you know, the people that we've harmed and the things that we've done that perhaps we have shame and guilt around, that you know, day by day, moment by moment, all of this can actually fall away and come to be hope and be light. So that's where the All Dark Places Have Now Come Undone, it goes to light. So thank you for that. That means a lot to me. My number one song is very similar to yours, Ashes, because it had to do with my own personal addiction and coming out of it, and it's the song One of Us by Joan Osborne. It's on her 1994 album Relish, and it was written by Eric Bazillion of the Hooters, who I actually got the opportunity to meet and thank for his song, too. And what a blessing to be able to see the man who wrote the song and say, holy crap, your song means everything to me and meant everything to me. One of Us is a song that I actually put on a ghetto blaster on repeat. And basically, as I huddled under the desk of an office that ran at the time, all by myself, in one of my darkest moments that I could ever even remember, I just huddled in a desk in my addiction. And I just needed light. I needed something to tell me that there was hope, that it could be different, that it didn't have to be so treacherous, that I didn't have to wish that my life wasn't the way it was, that I actually could believe in a better life, that I could believe that I could get out of what I was in. And I just kept that song on repeat. So whenever I hear that song, I don't think of that darker part of my experience. I think of how I actually got out of it, and actually it acted as like a rope. It almost was a lifeline. And this is, again, we're talking about how music is so huge in our lives. And this was a huge song for me. And it's just amazing that you say that All Dark Places was huge for you in very much the same way. So what a blessing. It's just hugely, it's a wonderful blessing. So that's my number one, One of Us. Now Kevin's going to talk about his.
I just wanted to say, too, that version of One of Us you just heard was actually Cheryl singing that song live on stage. We were in the Yukon, the middle of the Yukon in the winter. And so we use the version of her singing it, in case you're wondering. For me, as far as the songs go, I have to say five is impossible. These five that I've picked are in no particular order. Like All By Myself is not my number one favorite song. It's just I picked five. And my goal was not to think about it, because I know the feeling in my heart. When I love a song, thought isn't required. It's just a completely instinctive thing where you feel like your heart's going to burst or whatever. That's what I get from a lot. And I noticed that my five that I picked are kind of melancholy, sad songs. So I should probably look at that. but I also Beatles would be the first 100 songs if we were really doing, you know. I just left the Beatles out because I can't even go there right now. Any of their solo stuff, that kind of thing. Lots of bands got left out. But these ones, these songs just, I feel it. When he just played that clip there, I just thought, man, I just love this. Lyrics are secondary, but they're like an onion skin you peel away and there's more to the song. But to me, it's the song first. And I love that tune. And I didn't. And the other thing I thought is, if I think about this, I'll try to be cooler, because I'm just going to be real vulnerable here and tell the world that I like a bunch of sucky songs that Celine Dion covers or whatever. So that's it. I'm I'm done. Thank you.
My question for you then, Kevin, is what about All By Myself by Eric Carmen then? Specifically, that song is the one that was just played.
Yep.
What about that particular song? Is there anything that comes to mind for you?
Again, it's just, I feel it. I could think about it and start talking, but then I probably wouldn't pick it because I'd be get letting my head get in there. It grabs me and it decides for me that it's a great song. I just love it. I imagine it's because it's sad and very beautiful and just a very well crafted great song. It's a hit.
I just want to let you know we're opening up. We have the phone lines open, so if you're interested in sharing your top songs or songs that have really made a difference in your life, call us at 888-815-9756. That's toll-free for callers in Canada and the United States. That's 888-815-9756. Continuing on, we're going to do our second choices. We're going to ask Don at the studio if he could just set up our second choices. And those would be Ash's is Stepson by Sam I Am. Mine is Crystal Ship by The Doors. And Kevin's is Without You by Harry Nilsson. Thank you, Don. Those were our top two, or in Kevin's instance, it was one of his five. So we're going to start off with Ash's choice of Stepson.
Yeah, Sam I Am is a great band from the 90s. I don't know, they were very popular from the emo movement and the early like punk rock movement in SoCal. And Stepson is a song that just, it basically is a blanket for me. I'm a really sensitive person, and I don't do well with anger. So in my life, whenever I felt that just familiar sting of an anger, like I just feel like running away, and a lot of times I'd just go for a walk, and I'd have this blasting in my headphones. And just like it talks about burning a house down, it talks about, you know, just the sadness and just starting over. And, you know, I've had to feel that so much in my life, just, you know, starting over and kind of paving over a wound. And, you know, I've really, this song means so much to me. Like, you have to hear all the lyrics to really get it. It's like a story. It's beautiful to me. It's very much a bandage. And, so, I mean, I can't define a moment of my life when this song has been you know, the most crucial for me, but it's just always been there like a friend. So, Stepson by Sam I Am, it's an amazing song. Really check all their stuff out, because they're one of the few bands that I really find sing with so much sincerity, but don't need to be super quiet. Like, they can be anything. They can be screaming, and it sounds like they're having the most tender moment. So, it spoke to me.
And my song, Cheryl's song, is the second one was Crystal Ship by The Doors. And so those of you who haven't heard of them, I'm just kidding, because you're saying check out Sam I Am stuff. Mm-hmm. The Doors are huge for me. They're huge actually for Kevin and I. We actually connected with The Doors because we connect a lot with the poetry of Jim Morrison. And if you are going to be listening to some holograms, you'll probably hear some very reminiscent of The Doors kind of lyrics, because we do really connect with The Doors in really big ways.
And they're amazing.
Really appreciate the music that they left behind. It's not only Jim Morrison. I want to also say I love all the band. I think the band is absolute pure magic. They create the sounds. They create this amazing – it's like an energy. They were compared to almost being mystics altogether on stage. My understanding is that when they were doing their performances, they were so connected that they were actually working almost as one. And that is what we strive for too as a band. You know, that's what I think all great bands are really striving for, is that connection where it's not about one individual member, it's about all and all coming together and just creating this kind of entity. Like, you know, when marriages, when people say, you know, you come together, you become one. Well, I think bands are very similar to marriages. And the Crystal Ship speaks to me because I just love the energetic vibration of the song. I love how it starts slow. It sort of lulls you in, and then it starts to, you know, build and it questions. It causes me to question things. It's very much like like putting on a really comfortable psychedelic coat, if I could sort of equate it to a piece of clothing. And this song has come up for me quite a bit in important. It acts as a marker for me. When I'm in certain times of my life or periods of my life, it will just inexplicably come up, and I know that I'm not alone. It's just really a cool marker song for me. So that's The Crystal Ship by The Doors. And Kevin's just going to tell you about his second song, Without You by Harry Nilsson. We know we have a couple of callers online. Please just hold your horses. We're going to get to you as soon as Kevin finishes. We're going to ask you what your songs are. We're looking forward to hearing about it.
Okay, Without You by Harry Nilsson. That song was actually written by Badfinger, a band called Badfinger in England, a fellow named Pete Ham. That song is actually a suicide note. He really couldn't live without her, and that fellow actually killed himself over the girl he's singing about. I didn't pick Pete Ham doing it with Badfinger because for some reason Harry Nilsson just owns that tune. Another interesting trivia bit is the piano player in that song is Gary Wright, the guy from the 70s that did Dreamweaver and Love is Alive. And Cheryl Nash came back from working one day and said, guess who we met? The drummer from Gary Wright, and his son's awesome. So kind of interesting thing. That was Gary Wright playing piano on there.
Yeah.
But I always thought that was an amazing thing, that how serious that lyric is. But it's a ballad. Ballads generally are sad, and that song definitely pulls that off. I love that tune.
So tell us, Kevin, do you actually cry when you hear that song? Have you cried?
I have, yeah.
That song makes me cry.
Yeah.
I can. It's just incredibly
sad.
Man.
Incredibly sad.
If I hear that song and I'm in not even a super vulnerable moment, but I will cry. That's a beautiful song. Great choice, too.
Yeah.
See, I would put that one on if I had top 500.
Well, if it's a ballad, it better be sad. If it's a rocker, I better be bouncing off the walls. If it's funk, I better be dancing up a storm. Like, I want it intense. I want it strong. And that song is awful
strong.
Powerful. Yeah.
It's so sad. Hey, about suicide.
Two guys, actually, the other guy in that band, 10 years later, both of them hung themselves. Half that band killed themselves over 10 years.
Well, that's a whole other show.
All right. Yeah, top five songs of suicidal rock stars.
That'll be our next show. Yeah, including our own suicidal tendencies. We can talk about that, too. Okay, we are going to the phone lines. We have Cheryl on line one.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin and Ash. Listen, I missed the beginning part of your show, but I wanted to phone in and tell you that my number one song of all time is All Dark Places. It has had a profound impact on my life. And Cheryl, just to hear you say, you know, how that song came to be, and it just reminds me that, you know, daily that song actually inspires me to let go of all the limitations that I have in my life as I continue to move forward, to take risks, to be brave. So I just want to thank you because the world needs to hear that song. We're blessed by it, and it's an important song.
Wow, thank you so much, Cheryl. That means the world. Thank you. And thank you for being so eloquent, how it's affected you. Yeah. So beautifully put. Thank you.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that song to me, it's Ash now. Hello.
Hey, Ash.
That song, hey, how are you doing?
Good. We'll connect yet, huh?
Yes, hello. Yay, finally. I'm getting to say hello to you. But yeah, thanks for calling in with that song because that's like two votes. I'm sure there's like 2 million.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's a special song.
Yeah, so keep up the good work. And hey, I'm looking forward to hearing more of Hologram. And you guys all are amazing. I love what I've heard so far in your show. And thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Cheryl, and
thank you
for doing what you do. We love you, too.
Okay, bye.
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 All right, we have Jax on line two. Hello, Jax.
Hi, Jax.
Hi, everyone. And Carrie's here, too, so we have our sort of joint list going for you.
Hi, Carrie.
So do you want to start with the song that each of you, or would if you would say was your number one song, let's hear what that is for both you and Carrie.
Oh, that's a good pause enough, but we do have three that are common between us, and that might say a lot about us, too. So
okay.
One of the big ones, I think for me, my number one is going to be Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, Sarah McLachlan.
That's so good. I love that song.
She lives in North Vancouver.
I mean, it's a song, I can listen to it like a billion times in a row, and it's so utterly amazing on so many levels. Yeah, and it's very convenient to use for Carrie's heart when it starts to act up and go a little fast. We use that song to bring your heart back into, like, a normal rhythm. So it's medical, good for you medically as well. So,
and it's pretty calming, hey? Like, even the lyrics, like, if I shed a tear, I won't cage it, I won't fear love. Like, it's,
cool.
All the lyrics from that song are so just, like, it brings you right back.
Yeah, it's totally powerful. And, like, for me, it's... And I guess my theme for most of my songs, like when I realize like songs that I really just adore, to me, like, it's like they're songs that just envelop you. And even if you don't have them blasting and you don't have them in headphones or whatever, even just like singing them in my head, they just envelop me. Like it takes me to a completely different place. And even though they cross genres and everything else, it's just to me that that's like a good song is when it just completely like envelops me and almost isolates me from the world and just makes everything just awesome and amazing.
Cool.
I drive by her house every Tuesday on my milk round, so if I ever see her, I'll tell her.
Yes, yes. Someday we'll be like, you're amazing! And we'll tell her in person.
Yeah, Kevin will take his Dairyland hat off and he'll say, hi, Sarah! Jax from Houston thinks you're amazing!
I bet she'd like to hear it.
That would be awesome. Yes, and if you guys didn't see her on Portlandia the other week, it's hilarious, so...
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So what's your number two?
So our other two common songs are Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And which is amazing, right? Especially when you put it on vinyl like we have here and you just turn off all the lights and it's just... I mean, you can't... I don't know, you can't just not... zone into it, you know?
I love that tune.
And then our third one is In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
And partially that's also because our last cat, Monkey, that was his song. Like his favorite song. You could put it on and he would come running from wherever he was in the house.
Aww.
And it was just his favorite song. So like it's even more important to us now that you know, he's not here to enjoy it. So his spirit lives on in our cat, Rise. And she likes the song, but she's more of a punk rocker, so she doesn't have the attention span for it always. But, so yeah,
well,
so that's our top, I like, our three common songs.
That's your song
and,
between
like,
you
and
Carrie.
Sorry,
well,
ahead.
I just wanted to comment and say, Jax, that I love that you say that you've chosen songs that envelop you. So they bring a sense of comfort. They bring a sense of memory. They bring a sense of emotion. Is that what you mean by envelop?
It, yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's really, truly, like, if I just close my eyes, I feel like I'm living in the song, even though the song has no, like, physical presence. It's like in a whole world. I mean, whether it's, you know, whether it's a song where, you know, there's words to it, so you can really get into the lyrics and the emotion that way. But, like, one of my favorite songs is Malaguena by Stan Kenton, and it's totally worth looking up. It's this massively huge big band song that, I mean, it's bigger than most big bands. They bring in extra trombones and trumpets, and it's like, there's no words to it. So I just sit there, and it, like, blows me away, and I just live in this little Malaguena world. And it's like, there's just something about it that it makes me feel without me having a clue what I'm feeling, I guess, because it's just so, it's just beyond thought. And it's probably a lot like how Kevin was saying. Like, I was sitting there going, yes, I totally get that. Like, you don't think about it. You just know that it's amazing.
Yeah, I got to see Stan Kenton at the Commodore up here in Vancouver and hear that tune. I know what you mean. And I relate to your monkey because I'm just being a monkey with these songs too. I'm not, like, I don't think the monkey was going, geez, I wonder if this would go with my personal image and my lifestyle choice or whatever. It's like, I'm a monkey and I'm reacting to a song and I'm a monkey today. Like, these are songs, I'm just a monkey with them. They just grab me and I don't have to think about it. I just freaking love them.
Yeah, we're just talking about the power of music, right? And you just so beautifully told us about how powerful music is in your life. And this is why music is so important to us and us, you know, creating music, too. It's just,
exactly.
It's amazing.
And it's mile markers, too. Like, even one of our callers, Aaron, in Alberta, I'd never heard of Pink Floyd, ever. Like, I've heard of their name, okay? I have. But I remember I was 20, and I was sleeping over at Aaron's house. And we were laying there. And she's like, you have to hear this. You have to hear this band. And I'm like, who? And so it was cold. It was snowing out. And the window was open. And I think we were having a cigarette out her bedroom window. And I remember hearing Wish You Were Here. That's the first time I've ever heard it. And I went, who the heck is this? Pink Floyd. And I'm like, oh, that's them. I thought they were like some, like, I don't know, a Christian rock band or something. I don't know. But I remember Aaron first showed me Pink Floyd.
I love that. We used to actually, when Kevin and I performed Top 40 together, Kevin would sing it. We did it quite a bit. I love that song. And Kevin does a really great job. He covers it really well. So that song means something to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much,
thanks,
Jax, for calling in and for sharing your songs. And
we love you.
We love you very much. And we look forward to hearing from you next radio show, too.
Awesome, yeah. Well, we will always keep listening. And by the way, for everyone listening, I started a thread on the Facebook page in the discussion board where we can all share our favorite songs and why and, like, be able to look them up real easy and stuff like that. So go to the message board on the Facebook page for Hologram and jump in.
Excellent.
Wow, you're the best ever.
That's a great idea.
Dude, you rule.
Yeah, and thank you again, Jax, because you started the message board for our last show, which was The Divine Feminine. And I don't know if you even read my response, but Ash and I both did respond to that. So we welcome all our listeners to join us on Facebook, Hologram, and join our discussion. That's great. Thank you for setting that up. That was really great of you.
And so we're going to go to our next, the top three, the dearest Dawn, our friend. The top three songs, which are going to be, mine first, The Phone Song by PJ Harvey, which is a B-side, Been a Son by Nirvana, which is Cheryl's, and the third one will be Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy for Kevin.
Yeah. among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky.
All right, so I'm going to start with mine. It's PJ Harvey. It's a song called The Phone Song, which is a B-side. It's not even, it was never even on an album. And this song, it's, I love how vulnerable this song is. And in my weakest moments, I remember just listening to this going, wow, it's okay to be this vulnerable and actually get strength from that. Because, you know, I've always been kind of, okay, you know, something's bothering me, just suck it up, whatever. But I actually just sat there and listened to the song over and over so many times and just felt, you know, she's talking about things being broken and, you know, like a circle being broken and the effect on her voice and just the guitars, how they just like wander and you just swoon through it and it's just so beautiful. So, I mean, even in her complete vulnerability, it really gave me strength and like PJ Harvey to me is the ultimate. So, you know, I just love her so much. So The Phone Song, definitely. You know, check out PJ Harvey if you haven't, because she's just, she's like, I don't know what to say. Like, if I could actually, like, meet one artist besides Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star, it would be PJ Harvey. So, PJ, please call me.
That's perfect. You know, it's interesting how, Ash, you were talking about you'd never heard of Pink Floyd, and Kevin and I kind of laughed, but... it's just that we just think, wow, how could you not have heard of Pink Floyd? But I never heard of PJ Harvey before you. Yeah. So you can laugh at me because I know she's outstanding. And since I've met you, you've actually exposed me to her. And I was telling Ash when she chose the song, this is what she put on one of her mixtapes, also known as CD. And for those of you who are Ash Riot fans, you know how much she loves making mixtapes. And I've been blessed to have one of her mixtapes. The first
10 of them.
Well, I've got a lot of them. thank the good Lord. But I'm really grateful because that was a song you put on the Quiet Songs That Don't Suck Compilation 1 by Ash Riot. And I love that song. So when you put it on, I just feel like I can relate to that song too. My song was Been a Son by Nirvana.
Woo, and Nirvana.
Yeah, Nirvana rocks. I love Nirvana. I love, I didn't want to pick the song that a lot of people would just, you know, his their definite hits. The reason why I love Been a Son is Kurt Cobain was very much about femininity and pro-women, and he really did have a soft spot for women, and I appreciate that because this is where I go for the lyrics. I love the music here, too, and I know that I've heard before that Kurt went more for music than lyrics, but I also understand that he thought that the lyrics were quite important, too. Been a Son apparently was a song he wrote after reading, I think, an article, was it, Ash, about Chinese babies and women having girls in China and not wanting to have girls because, as you know, they're only allowed to have one child by the government because of their overpopulation. So they would actually not want the girls and they would want to have the boys. And so Kurt wrote a song about it. And, you know, she should have been a son. So I find that really poignant, especially with the way I feel about the divine feminine and allowing women to be women and allowing men to embrace their feminine sides. And yeah, it is quite sad. You see a lot of cultures that have kind of displaced women. So I love that song. I love the lyrics in the song. So I would urge you to revisit Been a Son by Nirvana if you haven't already done so. It was on his Insecticide album, Incesticide.
He's happy he had a girl. He was happy he had a girl.
Okay, my choice is by a woman named Eva Cassidy. And if you haven't heard of her, what an amazing thing to open up here. This lady was lived in Washington, D.C., never played to more than probably about 30 people, played for her supper, never had any success whatsoever in her lifetime, and had recorded a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which ended up breaking, and a UK DJ ended up playing this song of her covering Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and all of a sudden people took notice of her after her death. She died of cancer at a young age. So that's a cover of a Sting song, and she just has an amazing expression when she sings. I'm just when that song is playing, I was just overwhelmed. It just takes me over, and you'll find all her stuff is like that. Almost no originals, all covers, but incredible. So please have a look at, check out Eva Cassidy. It'll change your life.
Quite literally, I agree. When I first heard her, because Kevin brought her to me, she just hits my heart immediately. She goes right for the solar plexus. There's no hesitancy. She's amazing. We have a couple of callers, and we'd like to first of all welcome Colin on line one.
Hello.
Hey, it's Colin. I thought it was you.
Yeah, it's the Captain Maniac.
Captain Maniac, right.
Hey, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Ash. I've seen your picture, but I've never met you in person.
Hi.
And Kevin, up? I know. Kevin was on my last blog.
So what's up, Colin?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and I thought I'd call in. And you were asking people what songs more or less changed their lives. And for me, it was 1983 by Jimi Hendrix.
Actually,
any Jimi Hendrix song changed my life, but that one particularly. Yeah,
right on. That's Jimmy.
I've hung it up.
Well, you lost your chance to talk to Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy's calling me. Well, that's the thing. People used to ask me, well, why do you like Jimi Hendrix? And I said, well, he speaks to me. He speaks to me through his music. And, I was always a big fan in high school. Yeah, like, what I'm about to tell you is from an old school perspective. Like, my favorite songs were, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. That changed my life because I was no longer your innocent teenager. I thought, hey, I can do that. And I got my first set of drums and I formed a band when I was about 15. And, after that, it was Light My Fire by the Doors. Yeah, hey, I can remember every detail of where I was when that first played. You know, and songs like Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. You know, they mean a lot to me because they were the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah, well, those are incredible songs for sure. I don't know, I might be turning into an old fogey, but I'm kind of feeling like they don't write them like that anymore.
They don't. Yeah, they really don't. I mean, sure, the songs of today are written in the style that's current, or the thought process that's current. But back then, it was, if you're very hungry and you're starving, you're gonna kick ass.
Yeah.
Which is
I think there's
did.
A combination between art and commerce. As much as artists say, I hate. You know, what the industry does to me, there was something about record companies and artists where you had to write great songs to survive or your dream was over. I think you still have to have those suits that are busting your butt to write good songs because that seems to be what's missing. I don't know.
But the suits are still around.
What's that?
The suits are still around.
Yeah.
They haven't gone away.
They're hungrier than the musicians now.
That's true, yeah.
Colin's had a band that's really big in Vancouver, had some really good times in Vancouver called Sparkling Apple, and I've had the pleasure of playing with them for off and on since, I guess, the early 90s. We just played again last year, but it's an awesome band, and they had their own originals and great songs. I should have put one of those on. We're only here for the beer or something.
Yeah. We're never gonna kiss you bye-bye. But the final thing I was going to say was powerful music is what's powerful in my life. You know, if it's loud and proud, I'll love it. And things like Robin Trower, Two Rolling Stone. I mean, that's a cliche, but I love that kind of music because it.
Me too.
It's powerful, and it hits me where it counts.
Well, you know what, Colin? What you said about power and power, coming to you, I love that, because music is power, isn't it, really?
Exactly. Well, there was a record by Iggy Pop called Raw Power.
That was such a good album.
Well, at the time, I thought, what does that mean? But then I caught on, yes, Raw Power, there's other music around, that's fine. It's very appropriate for certain occasions. But no, his music was raw power. And it was not power for power's sake, because he said a lot of things with his music, too. You know, the lyrics. But the actual power of the guitars and the drums, that's what shook the walls.
Well, Iggy is amazing, you know, from songs like Night Clubbing to, you know, Fun Time. Like, he had amazing songs, and he is a legend, too. Iggy, call me, too.
All right. And Jimmy, you can call all of us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Captain Maniac. We love you, too. We're so grateful that you called in and shared your favorites, too.
Thanks a lot.
I also want to mention, are you still president of the Jimi Hendrix Fan Club?
I'm not president, but I'm in the Jimi Hendrix Fan Club, yeah. And that's on Facebook, too.
I just wanted to mention that because that's important. You're such a fan that you've actually, you know, really hung out and done a lot of things and hung out with some of Jimmy's friends. And it's really cool that you've done that. You brought, you know, the music that you love, you brought to the artist himself, right? So I think that's really great. So thanks for calling.
I'm old enough to have actually gone to a Jimi Hendrix concert.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm sure you can share that with a lot of people. They find it quite interesting that you saw him, right?
It was the day after my 18th birthday. So it was a birthday present.
Now we can add up all the numbers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, don't add up any numbers.
Talk to you later. Bye. Okay, you take care. Bye. We want to say thank you to Colin and all our callers. We have Jerry online, too. Thanks for your patience, Jerry. What do you want to tell us about your favorite song?
It's Carrie. You played with Jackie. Oh. You have to play with me.
Hi, Carrie. Jerry.
Says Jerry.
Says Jerry.
You play with Jackie. You have to play with me, and I'm way more fun. So you just need to remember that.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
All right. So I'm gonna do this quick. I'm gonna throw top three: Louis Armstrong, either Lazy River or West End Blues; Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Pirates; and let's say Janis Joplin's version of Summertime.
Oh,
that's musical education.
That's genius.
That's, everybody should listen to those songs. That is musical education at its finest.
Well,
I live in a house full of musicians, okay? Everybody in my family is a drummer. I have no rhythm. So I had to find my own way, and those songs specifically, that was my first musical education.
Well, you've stopped me. I thought I knew everything. I don't know that Louis Armstrong tune. I have to check it out immediately. And Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Pirate, did you say?
It's Pirate, yeah.
Yep.
You probably never even heard of it. Yeah.
But Summertime, completely familiar with. They actually used to do a tribute to Janis Joplin. I wasn't Janis. I was the guitar player.
That's the word,
okay, I used to be. But, very connected to that song and very connected to Louis Armstrong. I love his work.
Which one haven't you heard, Lazy River or West End Blues?
Well, I listened to everything from when he was just, like, the really early stuff when he was playing the Dixieland in New Orleans. And, I mean, obviously stuff like I love the obvious
Wonderful World.
We used to do that all the time. That song just moves me. I even just remember Louis one time talking from his living room when he was really sick, but always had time to talk to the kids at Christmas, and he'd be going, "Hello, you little kitties out there," and you know, doing his living room. And I just thought, what a man, what a wonderful man.
He'd do It's Cold Outside with Ella.
Right, love that tune.
Yeah, it's another great tune. Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald doing It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better.
No.
Does not get much better than that. But yeah, to me, that's musical education at its finest. If you can find those three people and sit down with them, it's perfect.
Can you hear me, Carrie? It's Cheryl.
Yes, I can hear you, honey.
I just wanted to say, you're saying musical education at its finest. Do you say because of the actual instrumentation, the vocal delivery, the songwriting? Do you think those songs
are
just
something different? If you go listen to Lazy River, it's actually the simplicity of the vocal mixed with the almost, the not quite orchestral, like, being of the song itself is an education in simplicity and not over-singing and not overstating. Now, if you go over to Pirates, it's going to be the exact opposite. It's going to be just an education in big, in making things big, in being big. And that song is, it's almost Broadway when you listen to it. It's a story from beginning to end. So that's a whole different thing that you have to learn. And then obviously Janice in Summertime is going to be how imperfection can be absolute perfection.
I think with Janice that what I love about Janice Joplin is the rawness. She's just an amazing, it's as if she sings from the depths of her soul. And she's also extremely skilled at it, but she does have an emotional rawness that just, again, cuts right through. My thing with songs is I know it's a good song when I either A, get goosebumps, or B, the hair on my neck or my arm stands up, like the back of my neck, it rushes up. And Janice's voice has that, you know, she, when I hear her singing, she gets the hair on the back of my neck going, right? So this is another indicator how, like for me, how my body just responds to songs and to music. And Kevin's talking about the emotional factor, right? And how it makes him feel. And I mean, it's not only just our emotional reaction to music, but it's also how our bodies are reacting to the music. And this is what I think is the clear kind of, you know, defining line between all of us when we're sharing our favorites, everyone who's called in and in the band here, it's that it makes us feel. And there's power in it. And there's something, it's not something that just, you know, is kind of in the background like Muzak. It's something that stands up and says, I'm here, right? I'm here.
I like to say that a good song will make you listen like the words are going to save your life.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
What they're saying is going to save your life. If it can draw you in like that, it's going to last forever.
It's exactly true. Thank you so much for calling, Jerry Carey.
Jerry Carey. Is your name? We love Jerry Carey.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go by that from now on.
Okay, good. I'll call you Jerry Carey forever now.
We really appreciate
you. I just
want
to give you points for breaking out the word ghetto blaster. That was...
That was me,
that really
and I had it
time.
On my right shoulder.
You get points for that. That's total points in my book right there. Well, y'all have a
Thanks,
good night.
Jerry.
Stay safe.
Big
and
hug.
Much love for Clean and Sober. Much. Always, always, always much love.
Oh, we love you so much.
Much love in return. Thank you so much for everything, Carrie.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We are going to just finish off with having Dawn play all of our songs, the four and the five, and then we're going to talk about them with the time that we have left. So our songs that you're going to be hearing clips of, Ash's musical fanzine by Team Dresh, Cheryl's From the Morning by Nick Drake, Kevin's In This Life by Chantel Kraviazic, Ash's Into Dust by Mazzy Star, Cheryl's Christian Brothers by Elliot Smith, and Kevin's Harmony by Elton John. Thank you, Don, for taking that.
She wants to embrace her.
Day one storm, and it was beautiful. A day one storm from the ground. Then the night she fell, and the air was beautiful. The night she fell.
Intentions. to get me through today and this life. Still
six, and I'm going to talk to you about mine first. We'll go pretty quickly. Mine is Musical Fanzine by Team Dresch. Team Dresch is an amazing band, and they're very indie. They kind of started a movement way back in the 90s, and I actually got to see their reunion show a couple years ago in Seattle, which is probably my favorite concert of all time. Team Dresch, for me, that song was huge. There's part of the song that's really kind of just controversial. It's the end of the song, so you can go and check it out. But it spoke to me in high school when I felt so weird and different, and it was saying, no, 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 it's okay to be like this. It's okay to be who you are, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. And, you know, Team Dresch are one of those bands for me that makes everything okay. I felt like everything was going to be fine as soon as I heard the song, no matter what I was worried about. You know, it was like it was just spelled out for me that, you know, fate had me. And the next one is Mazzy Star, Into Dust. Nothing is as beautiful, I'm putting this out on the record, as Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star. Her voice, the way she sings, just the songs. And Into Dust was actually a movie called Foxfire. And I knew of Mazzy Star first, and then I saw it in the movie, and it was a scene where there's candles all over a room. And I thought it was just the perfect song for that moment. And I remember I was about 18, something like that, and I was telling a few friends that I thought that was beautiful, the scene with, like, the whole room lit with candles. And a few of my friends took me out and then took me back to their house. And while I was gone, they lit the room with hundreds of candles and had that song playing when I walked in. And it was just so beautiful, and I'll always remember that. And Hope Sandoval is go listen to Mazzy Star, check out Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. It's perfect mood music, and she's just ever so talented.
And my two last ones were From the Morning by Nick Drake and Christian Brothers by Elliot Smith. I'll just be quick here. I didn't even really know much about these two artists until I met Ash. I'd heard about... I think on the Garden State track was some Elliot Smith and maybe I think even Nick Drake. And I love that movie. And I love the whole soundtrack. I thought it was extraordinary. But I didn't really get into either of them until very recently. And so those songs are very poignant for me. Those are my present songs because not only the musicianship, the lyrics, the feel of each man, it's interesting how they've been drawn similarities too. Elliot Smith was told in his lifetime that he reminded people of Nick Drake, which is interesting, and I love them both. It's just really just the song reminds me of Paris. And Kevin and I were in Paris for the month of October. And so I listened to them a lot. And so that brings Paris to me. So again, it acts as a bookmark and it takes me to a really wonderful place, not only because the music's extraordinary, but also because it brings me to a memory that's extraordinary. And Kevin?
First one, Chantal Kravaziak from Winnipeg in Canada. Again, if you haven't heard of her, she's a tremendous talent, married to the guy from Our Lady Peace. I think they're living in L.A. now. And Honesty by Elton John. When I was in my teens, the drummer I used to work with, they used to call him Spinny, and only because he was just incredibly evolved and into the weirdest, coolest stuff, like psycho-cybernetics and all that. And we used to have a ritual in the morning when we'd hang out as we'd listen to that song before we did whatever we had to do that day. It was like it was our thing. And it's kind of like the relationship I think Ash and Cheryl have now. So I miss Wayne too. I'm going to call him up because I want to do that stuff again. Anyway, I guess I'm realizing I love piano-based, melancholy, sad songs. They're all the same pretty much. And if you do too, I'd love to hear from you and know that I'm not alone. and I would love to share songs that would have the same impact that they've had for me. I hope, you know, you check out some of these and they make a difference to you too. That would be wonderful. And I think I'm going to let Cheryl wrap it up here.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for all of you who joined in and shared your songs. We just want you to experience music as we do, the love that we have for it, the passion that we have for it. We're planning on placing all of our songs that we've discussed on this radio show on our MySpace page with links to each song. If you'd like to hear them more in depth, we encourage you to do so. And also, Jax has apparently set up a wonderful discussion board on our Facebook page.
Yeah, our Facebook is www.facebook.com, and then our URL for that is just Hologram Music, I believe, or just search our name and you'll find it. And she also put another discussion out there, so you can check both of them out. And one more thing, let's do mixtape trades. Seriously, write us. We'll do mixtape trades.
She's serious.
I'm not even kidding.
And she's not lying this time. So on behalf of Ash and Kevin, this is Cheryl Catherine Smith of Hologram. We love you. We do, in fact, kiss trees. We encourage you to do that as well. Listen to great music, kiss trees, connect to nature, and be good to each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Until next week. Bye.